We begin with sitting here in our preferred posture, bringing attention to our bodies, establishing a physical foundation for practice by checking to see if we can sit comfortably in this posture with minimal movements. And just as we rest the body on our sitting space, we let the mind rest on the body. Based on this embodied presence of the mind, we'll now continue with the instructions for the preliminaries and the first three tetrads of mindfulness of breathing. Having established our physical foundation, we take a few moments to establish our mental foundation, setting aside for now our worries, concerns, plans, and responsibilities, thoughts of past and future. Working with any hindrances that are present, and then taking a moment to appreciate the wholesome and pleasant nature of a mind temporarily freed of the hindrances. We finish off establishing our foundations for practice by taking a moment or two to form our motivation, our intention, our aspiration for this period of practice. Perhaps including a wish that it would benefit others. Returning attention to the body, we move our attention up the spine from the bottom to the top, gently stretching while relaxing and aligning. Bringing the mind straight into the present moment, mindfully meeting the mind as it is. We bring mindfulness to the forefront. And taking a moment to notice and perhaps savor the experience of the mind when mindfulness is predominant. Then turning this mindfulness to the experience of breathing in and breathing out. Having a clear experience of breathing in and breathing out, we move to the first two steps. Breathing in long, one understands. I breathe in long. Breathing out long, one understands. I breathe out long. Breathing in short, one understands. I breathe in short. Breathing out short, one understands. I breathe out short. Perhaps taking one or a few intentional long breaths here. And as we rest in this experience of breathing in and breathing out, bringing investigation or curiosity to this experience. Giving attention to in-breaths and out-breaths from the beginning through the middle to the end. In this way, allowing the breath to reveal its length to us, breath by breath. Long or short? And when we've worked with this until we experience a continuity of connection with breathing in and out while knowing long or short, and when we feel ready, we shift attention to the field of the whole physical body. Now the whole body becomes our primary focus of attention, mindfully experiencing the whole body. Knowing breathing in and out shifts to the background or periphery of attention. Just experiencing the whole body while breathing in and out. In this way, one trains. Experiencing the whole body, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing the whole body, I shall breathe out. As we watch the bodily activities without reactivity towards them, sooner or later the bodily activities naturally begin to calm. In this way, one trains. Calming bodily activities, I shall breathe in. One trains. Calming bodily activities, I shall breathe out. A deep sense of relaxation and calmness may develop in the whole body. Maybe breath becomes calmer. Maybe body becomes more relaxed and calm. Maybe peaceful. perhaps feeling no need to move at all, being physically at ease. At some point when it feels appropriate, turning attention to the feeling tone that accompanies the calming of bodily activities. It may be subtle. It may be strong. When you notice a pleasantness, turning your attention to that. In this way, one trains, experiencing piti, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing piti, I shall breathe out. Allowing the pleasantness, the piti, to bloom in whatever way, to whatever extent that it does. Experiencing PT, while at the same time continuing to know in-breathing and out-breathing in the background or periphery of awareness. Sooner or later, the energy of the PT becomes more settled, more quiet, more still. It fades away from the foreground. Or one becomes weary of the energy of the PT, and one's attention turns to something pleasant but calmer. Either way, what remains in the foreground is happiness, the happiness of contentment. In this way, one trains, experiencing happiness, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing happiness, I shall breathe out. Even if there was no PT, if we can meet that as the way it is, then this is an expression of contentment. The happiness of contentment is possible. just experiencing happiness while knowing breathing in and breathing out in the background or periphery of awareness. Just as we allowed the breath to move into the background, now allowing this pleasantness to move to the background. And the foreground of our attention now is open space. Open space in which mental activity manifests in whatever way that it does, thoughts, feelings, perceptions, intentions, arising and passing. Experiencing this mental activity simply as mental activity. Stepping back from naming, stepping back from the content, not getting involved, entangled in it, knowing it simply as mental activity arising, perhaps persisting, passing away, while knowing breathing in and out, in the background or periphery. In this way, one trains. Experiencing mental activity, I shall breathe in. One trains. Experiencing mental activity, I shall breathe out. Noticing when we start inclining towards grasping, towards pushing away, towards identifying with. Perhaps by noticing that the pleasantness of being present is fading away. Or noticing when the unpleasantness of contracting begins to be felt. Using the change in feeling as a signal to step back, to let go, to let out of the content, to step back to just experiencing it as mental activity, coming and going within the spaciousness of the mind. The more we're able to be present with mental activity without reactivity to it, the more the mental activity begins to quiet down. In this way, one trains. Calming mental activity I shall breathe in. One trains. Calming mental activity I shall breathe out. Allowing the mind to naturally become more quiet, calm, unagitated. As the thoughts and other forms of mental activity arise less and less frequently, turning our attention to what remains in the gap between when one mental activity ceases and the next arises. What's there in the gap? When mental activity is absent, what is still present? This is where we turn our attention now to what remains, the mind. We're invited to settle attention primarily on this still, quiet, knowing quality of mind, letting any remaining mental activity shift further into the background. In this way, one trains. Experiencing the mind, I shall breathe in. One trains. Experiencing the mind, I shall breathe out. Just giving most of our attention to this beautiful, beautiful mind. So still. So quiet. But nevertheless, knowing. The mind knowing its own knowing. Knowing its receptivity. Knowing its clarity and purity. While still also knowing breathing in and breathing out in the background. What is this experience of mind like for you? Taking time to become familiar with it. At some point, when it seems appropriate, slightly turning attention to the pleasantness of encountering and being this mind as such. In this way, one trains, gladdening the mind. I shall breathe in. One trains, gladdening the mind. I shall breathe out. Just noticing the pleasantness of this quiet, pure mind is the gladdening. Experiencing that pleasantness, profoundly still and quiet. The gladness of the still mind as such. Even as we're knowing in the background, breathing in and breathing out. And this still, quiet, and pleasant mind, a happy mind, naturally becomes more collected, more unified, more stable within itself, more concentrated. Experiencing the mind collect naturally, without a trace of effort or strain. A coming together as if our whole experience is held in a gentle, loving embrace, so that the mind's usual fragmentation vanishes. A mind inclined to stay with the happiness within itself rather than going out seeking happiness elsewhere. In this way, one trains, concentrating the mind, I shall breathe in. One trains. Concentrating the mind, I shall breathe out. Samadhi, more stable, collected, composed, more unified. with this pure, clear, collected mind, one trains. Liberating the mind, I shall breathe in. One trains. Liberating the mind, I shall breathe out. If this stable, collected mind is inclined to go deeper into concentration, we let it go deeper by liberating it from any sense of control or interfering. When the mind has gone as deep as it wishes and has come up again, or if it wasn't inclined to go deeper in that way, now liberating it from any sense of selfing, any sense of I am, of me or mine. Mindfully recognizing the selfing, including efforts to control, stepping back from it, dropping the burden of selfing, letting it go, letting it fade away. Experiencing the mind empty of selfing and breathing without a breather. Resting in this liberated mind in the present with equipoise, a well-balanced mind. And after abiding in this step for as long as seems appropriate, perhaps proceeding through the entire 12 steps again, or emphasizing just one of the tetrads, noticing whether it is different after having liberated the mind. And when the period of meditation ends, see if you can also walk without a walker, doing whatever you do without selfing, without the I, me, and mine. noticing when the I arises and letting it go again and again and again. Please continue practicing in this way.